Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I love this quote by Michelle Obama, Yahoo News. Human rights are off the agenda when she's in China. Of course, she'd love to annihilate all our rights, snapping turtle. Bunch of news coming up on the economy, on attacks on the First Amendment, on the Iranian ship off the U.S. coast. But right now, let's go back to your phone call. Steve in Florida, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Al, it's hey, buddy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, I bullhorned Bill Maher in Jacksonville, Florida on March 16th, about 5 days ago. It's on YouTube. Go to YouTube. My YouTube channel is Cyberbully Scrounge, or just type in Bill Maher bullhorn, and it's awesome. I need this video to go mega viral because we've got to bring down this usurper. And
Well, that's right. He's an anti-gun, anti-life, anti-freedom turd that poses as a liberal. And he goes around giving his pathetic show that he can hardly sell out anywhere he goes. I love people bullhorning him. We've had folks basically take over a show before live on air when they do it live with Inside Job Building 7. Do you want us to air your video here on air?
Oh, absolutely, because we need this thing to pick up some momentum. Because if we can take down Bill Maher, then that's a big operative right there. That's a propaganda czar, and he's a key player. And I chose him because he's so easy to go after. And, I mean, he was in the middle of running his mouth about Mother Teresa, and then I pulled the bullhorn out of my pants, and I just let him have it. And then the bouncer guy wrapped me up by the throat and started choking me. But I got some InfoWars plugs. I was bullhorning it, too. It's very interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. But I did a before video where...
Well, I'm glad you didn't throw an elbow into that bouncer's throat.
Well, honestly, I just kept saying I willfully comply with your leaving, with kicking me out, and I just, man, I needed to...
No, that's the way to do it, is just go, I comply, and they'll just let you go.
Absolutely. I needed to secure the video, so I got out of there, I ran away, and...
well done, Lord Vader.
And also, I just want to let you know, I'm an Ableton producer, and I've been cataloging your show for over a year now, and I just wanted to let you know that I've been taking... your speeches and turning them into like a GCN buffer music, an Alex Jones radio show buffer music with some dubstep. And I sent something to Show Tips at InfoWars, and it's...
Well, I'll tell you what, send it to Show Tips at InfoWars again, because we have a great crew. They just get overwhelmed with everything, and I'm running around like a Tasmanian hillbilly. But the point is, send us that info, and it's Bill Maher bullhorned, and what's the name of your YouTube channel again?
It's Cyberbully Scrounge, CyberbullyScrounge.
Well, that's what we want, Cyberbully Scrounge. Got it. What we want is people to go out as info warriors and to go out and do their own reports and go out and send them to us, post them, and if they're good, we'll get them up. My problem is that I mainly supported We Are Change over the years because I helped start it, help promote Luke and what he was doing, because... people will then go say they're InfoWars reporters and then say they work for me and then go do things in my name. And then people are like, hey, I got to deal with InfoWars. So I need to put like a contract up on the web or something that explains you as an independent person believe in the InfoWar. And so you go out and independently do reports, not affiliated with us. But then if you send us an email giving us the rights to air what you've done, we may reserve the right to play part or all of it on the radio or TV show. You know, just like America's Funniest Video or whatever. And so you just submit us stuff. Doesn't it be from InfoWars, whatever. Just say you're a citizen reporter, put it on YouTube, have in the annotation that we're free to use it or whatever, and then we'll go through it, and it'll be on the nightly news, radio, you name it. That's what will destroy the globalist, is more people going out like Mark Dice, which I'm starting to see happen. More people going out and confronting globalists, going out to press conferences, asking real questions. That will take over their media system. That's why they're trying to even get rid of press conferences, period. That's where the real protest is going on, not just going down the street getting beaten by riot police. Show up in a suit and tie. Show up with your camera. Well, you got a buddy with a camera or whatever and a mic. Get up there, do it professional. And you build it, they will come. People that have a passion for liberty. A lot of people in alternative media just want to be media stars while they never have stamina or keep it up because they want to just go be stars overnight. If you want to fight tyranny, though, you'll hit pay dirt. Because the goal, what we want, is freedom. We'll be right back with more calls.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here are some of the bombshell articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. NSA employee brags about how cool and awesome spy on innocent people is. The latest leak exposes how government agents hunt network system administrators to get data, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing article we're going to be breaking down. Here's another one. Connecticut State Police, some good news. No door-to-door gun confiscations, because there's now big protests forming, people burning their registration forms by the thousands in public. The public is arming and saying, come for our guns, we're ready for war. By the way, you know, the whole 1775, 1776 began in Massachusetts, in Connecticut, in those areas. So people understand that we have a lawless government. People understand that all of this is happening and unfolding. And so Connecticut State Police say authorities downplay concerns over new law. Now, they are starting to raid people that didn't turn their guns in. And so they just want to keep it quiet and say there is no assault, it's not happening. And what started all this was a Mikhail Phelan article a few weeks ago and an Anthony Gucciardi video report that went viral, that picked up all the big gun sites, where the police were bragging online they can't wait to kick down doors and basically bloody the noses of gun owners. So they can't wait for the Civil War to start and destroy the country. Be like not being able to wait to jump into a wood chipper is how I describe it. I have no hatred of police.
actually lot like most police I run into or have gone hunting with over the years growing up as a kid. The shooting contest I've been part of with police many times. I actually get along with cops on average. I don't want to be funny, nice people. I don't dislike police. I really don't want to see the police put in this civil war that the globalists want to start to wipe out the liberty movement and then bring in foreign troops in the second wave. That is the official RAND Corporation plan, part of the National Stability Force. That's why they've got the police training with the military in every city, every major city, to take on gun owners and the Tea Party. And it's been a big wake-up call for police to now be trained to take us on. I told you they were training the military. Now they're training you. And, you know, my children listen to Focus on the Family Christian audiobooks, and they love all three of my children, my two daughters and my son. They love a particular one called Adventures in Odysseys. But I may not be able to. They're the ones that got shot up by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Supporter who said he did it for them. The court ruled that it was indeed Southern Poverty Law Center. It's pretty mild mainline conservative Christianity, but the system targets it. And now I monitor occasionally what they're listening to. It's now gun owners are terrorists, and the main suspects in terror attacks are people that live in the woods and homeschool and who don't want to turn their guns in, and the feds raid them and take them to jail for brewing illegal whiskey. I actually recorded that, you think I'm joking, last night on my iPhone off of Adventures in Odyssey. In fact, maybe I should just air it right now. I was intending to give this to the guys and do a whole video report, but in the interest of going to calls, I'll just do a video report on this maybe Sunday or something. I'll go do it today and then air it Sunday or maybe the nightly news tonight. I've got it right here where the Adventures in Odyssey. Let me just pull it up. Here, I've got it right here. And I'm seeing it everywhere. Every drama, every cartoon, everywhere. The gun owners are the terrorists. Literally wearing three-corner hats in a bunch of shows I've seen, like Green Lantern and you name it. The superheroes fight guys in tri-corner hats that look like George Washington who are going to kill all the children. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. It's not working. I see tri-corner hats at regular parties now. I see people wearing them on the streets. I see women wearing them. I see people wearing Patriot apparel. All the people that I know moving here from California, if you go out to a rockabilly club or something, the women are all dressing like they're in the country. They all want to go shooting. The men all want to go shooting, and they all hate Obama and are waking up. And they're not even really conservative. They're just deprogramming. So maybe instead of the globalists taking over California with all their propaganda, maybe they're going to come to Texas and convert to Texans. I don't know. But all I can say is you're losing, New World Order. Listen to this.
You came out to us confirmed that it was Buck Oliver at the site where Monty was kidnapped. And better than that, the fingerprints on the backpack, those were Monty's and Dirk Bay's. Uh-huh. And the rest of it had been wiped clean, except a partial print on the corner of the plastic wrap around the money. Well, remember that. It didn't match anyone in your system. Eugene also gave us a glass of lemonade that Buck handled. His fingerprint looks like it matches the partial print. That means he handled the wrap, if not the money. Buck is working at my shop this afternoon, which is why I need your people to keep an eye on him until I get there. Where will you be? Off to another lead, a place called the Old Ross Compound. That's near Trickle Lake. Tell me what you know about it. Old Ken Ross was a militant militia conspiracy theory type. Built a whole compound to keep the enemy out, which is just about everyone. He was arrested after federal agents caught him making bootleg whiskey, and now he's in jail. They also found an entire arsenal of weapons.
Yeah, and I'll wager there's an entire arsenal of counterfeit money up there now.
There you go. Guns are associated with counterfeit money and illegal whiskey. And you can listen to these episodes. They glorify the FBI and stuff. But overall, they're pretty wholesome. Not anymore. Suddenly, they're anti-gun. Adventures in Odyssey is an evangelical Christian radio drama and comedy series created and produced by Focus on the Family. The series first aired in 1987. And now it's run by Obama, obviously. I mean, it's like every episode's anti-gun now. So I guess them sending the shooter in there got their attention. Man, I tell you. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, is there nothing I can let my children hear? Even though the show is pro-police and pro-FBI, I let my kids listen to it because at least the FBI agents in it sound moral and act moral. Not anymore. It's just everything is corrupted by this evil. And that's not the only time I've heard this lately. So it's about to be no more Adventures in Odyssey for my children. Because now I can't trust it. Now, if they're going to listen to an hour of it while we're driving somewhere, I'm going to have to listen to it. Because, you know, they'll be in the back with it on a little iPad or something, listening to it with headphones. Not anymore. I'm going to have to listen to every stinking thing they're allowed to listen to. And it's outrageous. So that's the type of propaganda we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, Connecticut State Police, no door-to-door gun confiscations. Don't trust Google to protect email from the NSA. Kurt Nemo, article breaks that down, yeah, because they are the NSA. Protester crashes live BBC protest to warn of pedophile rings at the BBC. We're going to be playing that. Expert warns the next Carrington event will plunge the U.S. back into the dark ages. That's a solar flare, folks. Did the U.S. deploy snipers against peaceful Occupy protesters? The answer is yes. That is just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to get to attacks on free speech after we take phone calls. And then attacks on Rand Paul. Al Sharpton thinks his speech at Berkeley was racist because it said everybody should come together around freedom. That scares the race hustling pimps really bad. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Massachusetts. You're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going, Alex?
Pretty good, brother.
Yeah, man. So, like, I've called, I haven't called for years. I'm going to tell you, I've been listening for many, many years. But last time, I think I was talking to you with Eustace Mullins, the Curse of Canaan writer. And, yeah, I've been doing a lot of research into epigraphy, you know, archaeology, and interpreting ancient inscriptions. Well, I go all the way back to Genesis, and I'm stuck there for one main reason that's going to be of interest to you and your listeners, and that's the New World Order. It's actually mentioned in the Bible. I have a copy of the Jerusalem Bible, and that originally came out in 1966 with some new slants of English language for readers. It actually is Genesis chapter 9, and the heading is the New World Order. So if your readers can go to that, or if you can go to that, it wouldn't take long to research just getting a copy of that Bible. It's not the, you know, not the Gideon Bible, not the King James Version.
I understand. We've got limited time here, sir, to discuss different Bible versions. I don't. What's the providence of the Jerusalem Bible in that interpretation? I mean, you read the Bible, it's all about corrupt empires rising and countries going into bondage. I mean, it just absolutely is valuable info to decipher what's happening today.
See it in print. In bold letters, as a heading of chapter 9 of Genesis, it's called the New World Order. I mean, that is the heading.
Is that translated out of the Greek?
It is. Actually, the Old Testament was in Hebrew. But see, the Hebrew scholars.
I know, but the Hebrew got translated into Greek.
Yeah, but the Hebrew scribes, they translated everything from the original Sumerian and Babylonian.
No, I understand. I just say you can find a Bible translation. It'll basically tell you anything you want. There's so many different versions of it. That's why I don't get into the whole deal.
I understand that. I disagree with you about something you said, you know, recently about Superman, the new movie that just recently came out, The Man of Steel. I didn't think it was a good influence on kids, and that is because it showed Superman stealing and killing, and those are two things.
Well, Superman broke the drone, and he was against eugenics and against centralized government and against rewriting the genetic code of the Earth and killing everybody, and he didn't trust the federal government. I mean, the new Captain America is about a rogue group staging terror attacks. I mean, I thought compared to most of the propaganda you see, I thought it had a really good message.
It had that message, but looking back on it, I don't get a good feeling of the memories of it.
Sure. Well, I mean, who did he kill?
Right.
He only killed Zod because he was about to kill a bunch of innocent people.
Which he'd never done before in the comics or any other. And he also stole, and justifies the means, right? He stole some clothes at the beginning. When he came out of the water, Superman has been against stealing. I mean, come on. So those are.
Well, I think we should then send him back to Krypton.
Should. I think we should.
God bless you. I appreciate your call, sir. It doesn't mean I endorse everything in the movie. I was just saying, I'm seeing the movie Up, I thought, had a wholesome message. I mean, we've got to say what's wholesome in the system versus what's bad. We can't just say it's all bad. We have to say what we see is good so the good gets promoted. Like, I want to be able to say Adventures in Odyssey is good. It's not. I think Obama runs it.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Mana Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Mana will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Mana. Call 877-817-9829 or visit PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's Friday, the 21st day of March, 2014. The USSS InfoWars is cruising in enemy territory. We've been destroying some of their biggest lies and propaganda. We're continuing to seek out enemy vessels and attack them. I appreciate all of you joining us. We're going back to your phone calls here. When I take totally open phones, some of them are incredible, some of them are weird. We went from the Bible and the Jerusalem translation to Superman. That was an interesting call. We've gone from the police are allowed to be with hookers in Hawaii, but no one else is. I think government should be above the law. I think that's great that big banks are allowed to bring in the drugs, own the aircraft it's shipped in, have police, military guard it when the drugs are brought off, and then if you get caught with them, you go to jail. I think that's totally reasonable, too. I think it's great Obama's above the law as well. I'm being sarcastic. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now, I'm not going to be able to get to all the calls if I don't go quick. So each caller, 1 minute. Terry. And then we're going to go to Scott. And then we're going to go to Michael. Then we're going to go to Brian. We're going to go to Pax. Terry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
All right, brother.
You're doing a great job there, man. I went, had to go into Connecticut for a job interview Wednesday. And when I came out to get the car, the guy was in the parking lot at the machine getting his parking ticket. And I told him, I pointed to the license plate, and I said, hey, you guys are going to have to take Constitution off your license plate. And he just looked at me with six heads. So I could tell he had no
idea. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Constitution state or whatever, I mean, that's illegal to have a dirty word like that. I mean, they're demonizing that in federal and state court, saying they don't want to hear the word Constitution. And so all these states that talk about liberty and Constitution, they've got to get those dirty words down.
It might be a good idea for you to make up a Connecticut license plate with the communist state on it to place on the program.
I think that would be more accurate, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Just one more thing is I used to go through commute to New York City, and you wouldn't believe how many FEMA train cars that I see in the rail yards there. And nobody has a clue what they are. They
There's a massive hundred multi-billion dollar. It's hundreds and hundreds of billions. No one knows. Massive shadow government buildup. And then the manuals for the grunt troops are veterans, gun owners, George Washington's not good. I mean, this is in the news. So there's a giant secret army being trained for war with us. And even Forbes reports the war against the Tea Party, how the Pentagon's training to fight its new enemy. It's not the Russians. It's not the Chinese. It's not Al-Qaeda. It's John Wayne, folks, literally.
I've never believed, I'm 62 years old, I never believed I'd see the country turn into what it's turned into today.
Well, I mean, look, there's a lot of great young people that are awake, but there's also a lot of them that literally believe Obamacare is good, they believe turning their guns in are good, they don't know where their state capital is. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. People see the spelling bee numbers, they see the, you know, the national studies where people don't know that the Earth orbits the sun. A lot of people that grew up on television are so stupid, the power structure knows that. So they're making their move, saying your kids don't belong to you. World government's good. Being poor is good. Government is above the law. And the yuppies go, government is above the law. I mean, that's what they're into. God bless you, brother. But at least the police up in Connecticut are claiming they're not going to have a mass gun confiscation. They're just going to target gun owners one by one and have their way with them. So they're not ready for a full-out offensive yet, but they will. Don't worry. Scott in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Oz, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother.
All right. Hey, great. Hey, you know, I was on your show a few years ago when I protested at Ground Zero, and I got arrested by the NYPD, and they put me in jail for a day.
I've been arrested by them for demonstrating as well. It's quite fun, the things they did to me in jail.
Oh, I enjoyed it myself. I especially enjoyed the part where we won a case against them in federal court and sued them for $15,000 and made them pay for their crimes.
You know, I know a lot of people, including our office, that has won big settlements with police departments. They don't care. It's just citizen money. They just write old ladies more tickets. And we don't want the money. We just want them to stop marching up to you when you're over the camera on the sidewalk screaming, turn your camera off. And then even if you do what they say, they take you to jail. And then beat you up or do other things to you. And it's all funny to them, destroying their own children's future. That's their First Amendment, too. Why would the New York PD want to trample on their own freedom?
Well, I suppose that's true. You know, the part about them, you know, using taxpayer money to pay the fines. You know, I never really thought about it that way. I always, you know, I thought that we were, like, you know, doing a good thing by making them pay for what they
Oh, no, no. You have to sue them when it's – in fact, I should sue – the sheriff's department. I said I would. I'm just so busy. Clearly, we were authorized to be there by the Dallas police. The feds had federalized them. They sent them over to rough us up. And when I saw them push this little girl over, that's when I said, all right, I started taking my jacket off. I said, let's beat their ass. And then they backed off. I mean, it's all on tape. I mean, I just couldn't. I said, that's it. I can't let them beat up a six-year-old girl. And then they backed off. And they look pretty mean, too, those thugs they hired. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Ignorad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning south out of Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You betcha!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
And then the only winning move is not to let.
As Bob Dylan says, the globalists play with our lives like we're little toys, or to quote another song, the generals gather in their masses just like witches at black masses. They play with our lives just like pawns in chess, wait till their judgment day comes. The politicians never go out and fight. They only started the wars. Treating people just like pawns in chess. Wait till that judgment day comes. I have ultra massive First Amendment news that I'm going to cover and then go right back to your phone calls here in just a moment. First off, it was so popular, 15% off. Supermelt Vitality, that's just 8 really high-powered, clean, organic, concentrated herbs that help block the estrogen mimickers, according to the research, and help your glands produce the normal hormones you need. And it's helped me work out harder. It's helped me have more stamina. I'm not the most photogenic person, but people can even see on TV. Man, Alex Jones looks younger. Alex Jones looks better. Shane Steiner got so big on it, and then he decided for 3 weeks to try to cut up himself, you know, by dieting, which he's never been able to do. And now the guy looks 15 years younger. He's coming in next week, and he has taken more than the recommended dose, but he swears by it. And again, we only sell the best stuff out there. They're putting things in the food and water. There's environmental issues. This has had an incredible effect. You've heard the rave reviews, whether it's the Nason iodine proprietary only type like it that helps the glands and has just been so incredible for my mental focus, or whether it's the fluoride shield, it's the Nason iodine and 5 other compounds to detoxify not just fluoride but heavy metals and other things, Grignard reagents. That's amazing. You will have a detox effect in the first few weeks. So consult your doctor. I mean, this is not a joke. This is a chelator. And so we've also got the new silver bullet, the strongest, most powerful nano silver we could get produced. Took us 6 months to finally get this produced. So it's the InfoWars Life brand, silver bullet. And the laboratory we had make it, that's been around for decades, said it is the most powerful silver they've ever made. So they insisted, and I agree, to have on the bottle, not for regular use. Consult your physician before you use it. But with superbugs out there, you know what I've got loaded in my emergency area and in my medicine cabinet? You guessed it, colloidal silver. Colloidal silver. Colloidal silver. And this is a lot stronger than what you can make in your house. And that's good to have, too, because it's fresh. InfoWarsLife.com. But we're bringing back, after it being gone for a week, because the truck came in yesterday and we've got more. I don't just believe it when people say the truck's leaving tomorrow and, you know, we got it produced. Stuff goes back on sale and, you know, we stop seeing backordered when the truck shows up, when it's offloaded, when it's in the warehouse. It's here in the air-conditioned warehouse. Super Male Vitality, 15% off right now, and your purchase helps support the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com will get you the main shopping cart. But InfoWarsLife.com will take you right to the subsection. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're coming out with a super female vitality. I don't even know that'll be the name. And it's just the herbs are tweaked a little bit because groups think this formula might be a little bit better for women. All I know is this has more of an effect on women than it does on men because women are so attacked. The main hormone attack is targeting them. And by all the experts we've talked to, from Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon, you name it, across the board, Sherry Tenpenny, it's targeting women. It just has the blowback effect on men, the estrogen stuff. Women, this is like catnip in our experience. And I'm just saying, warning, it's not a game. It's not a joke. This is what you're normally supposed to be like. So just get a bottle and see what I'm talking about. I don't sell crud. Everybody knows that. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, this is a really serious situation. Matt Drudge, and in fact, try to pull this up. I meant to do this. Just type in Matt Drudge calls Dianne Feinstein a fascist. I believe that was the quote, or an authoritarian. Or Matt Drudge lashes out at Senator Feinstein. I remember that a few months ago when this bill got introduced. It's passed. And if you read it, it's all sold like, you know, the Affordable Care Act is going to increase your prices, or the Patriot Act is really patriotic. It destroys America's checks and balances and the whole Bill of Rights. Well, it's the same thing with this Journalism Protection Act. It destroys journalists' protections. There's the headline from WorldNet Daily. Matt Drudge eviscerates fascist Dianne Feinstein. New media pioneer Matt Drudge called Senator Dianne Feinstein a fascist after she suggested only real reporters, close quote, deserve protection under the new media shield law. We already had laws shielding media, so they bring in a new law to shield it, which gets rid of the shield. Comments from Senator Feinstein yesterday on who's a reporter were disgusting, Drudge tweeted, adding that a 17-year-old blogger is as important as Wolf Blitzer. Well, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, Wolf Blitzer is totally discredited government mouthpiece. Now, that passed the Senate. I don't know if it'll pass the House because, you know, those nasty Republicans that are trying to repeal Obamacare and trying to save the Second Amendment and trying to protect our borders, those nasty libertarian Republicans that are fighting with blue blood, John Boehner, a.k.a. Boehner, a.k.a. McGarrett. I mean, all of this is going on, and I'm telling you, if we didn't have those House Republicans, our goose would be cooked royally. What do they call it where they stuff multiple animals in them and then roast them, or through Duncan? You know, you got our kids' future, our financial future, our future, all stuffed into one creature and put in the Obamacare oven. Well, now, here's the article by Kurt Nemo, just went up at Infowars.com. Senate has voted to pass law shielding corporate journalists. It doesn't even really do that. Legislation designed to put damper on alternative media. And that's a great headline by Kurt, but I would say Senate passes law defining corporate journalists as only media. Or, I mean, how do you properly? There's no way. It's so horrible. I guess his headline's right. It just states what they've done. Senate passes law defining journalism, eviscerating new media protections. I don't know. I guess Kurt's headline's right. Senate has votes, to pass law shielding corporate journalists. So they haven't passed it, but they say they have the votes, to be technical and correct there. Legislation designed to put damper on alternative media. Then they now say it's a formality to pass it. New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said today the Senate has the votes to pass a bill that will protect corporate journalists from court-issued demands to reveal their sources. The White House, Democrats and independents, and five Republicans in the Senate support passing the legislation. The law will protect, quote, covered journalists, defined as an employee, independent contractor, or agent of an entity that disseminates news or information, according to the Associated Press. In other words, if the law is enacted, citizen journalists and bloggers not affiliated with corporations may be subpoenaed and forced by law to reveal sources. The First Amendment does not explicitly protect journalists. However, in the 1970s, most states had shield laws in place to protect journalists from revealing their sources and going to jail for failure to do so. Well, yeah, if you're exposing criminal or corrupt activity, you're protected. However, with the rise of the internet journalism outside the controlled arena of establishment and corporate media, the government began to consider making a distinction between citizen journalists and, quote, official, that's a quote, or professional journalist. If passed, there will be two standards of journalism in the United States. Citizen journalists, I mean, they always say we're not real media. I've got 50 crew members and break news every day that goes international and a recognized news source, but they don't give us press passes to any big major events. They say, no, InfoWars is just, we're not issuing it. No, you're not media. Google says we're not media, has us delisted off news, because we are real news. And then also have a pundit hat as a radio host. And I'm going to get into really key stuff here in a moment. Citizen journalists and bloggers will be held to one standard as corporate media journalists will be held to another. The former may go to jail if attempting to protect sources from government intimidation and legal action while they spy on the media. We should add Drudge's tweet and his warning to this. Ask Kurt to add, you can show him the WorldNet Daily article, add Drudge's tweet in a little tweet box, and then maybe link to that Pentagon announcement they're going to go after the alternative media from 4 months ago. Very important article by Kurt Nemo. Now, we're going to go to your calls in a moment, but that ties into this stack. This is out of the Daily Caller. Conservative professor who was denied promotion wins First Amendment lawsuit. The First Amendment enthusiasts are thrilled that Mike Adams, a criminology professor at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, won his lawsuit against administration who deemed and denied him a promotion based on his conservative Christian views. Adams joined the university in 93. He was an atheist at the time. By the year 2000, he had converted to Christianity and became an outspoken political conservative. He eventually wrote columns for Town Hall. In 2006, he was denied a promotion. Administrators were retaliating against him for conservative views, he claimed. The jury agreed because he was able to show proof. That's just an example, folks, of how if you're not a total communist, you don't get a job in Hollywood. Now, let's continue here. Rush Limbaugh, this is CNN. They report this, and I actually got my son the book. I think overall it's a good book. It's got, you know, the Tea Party folks on the cover taking over the ship, and it glorifies the founding fathers and free market. Rush Limbaugh, and he's come up with a whole chain of these, and I was already thinking of this, so I want it on record. I'm going to do children books if I ever get the time to get around to it, because this is exactly what I would do. We have got to reach out to the youth. But the system has had the public schools and controlled them forever, and they think those children belong to them. And again, I'm not endorsing all of Rush Limbaugh's ideas, but his book, and I've now scanned over it, is light, night and day compared to what's being taught in the public schools. I mean, they're teaching Heather Has Two Mommies, George Washington's bad. They teach the military. The founding fathers wouldn't be allowed in today's military. And now they come out and say, oh, my gosh, he's won a preliminary vote for his book to be number one children's book. Remove it. Ban it. It's evil. It's racist. It's homophobe. I mean, these people are book burners, folks. This is how you burn books high tech. This is how you lynch books 21st century, is you don't allow them to be reviewed, covered, seen, or to win awards. And when they start winning, and when it's set in the queue to go to the finalist phase and win, oh, no, you've got to have it removed, which is a total Streisand effect of where you try to cover something up and only makes it bigger. You people are losing control, and you hate it. And again, if they can take away Rush Limbaugh's book, listen, if there was a communist book that had been selected and being promoted and was being voted to win, I wouldn't say take them out of the running, because then you can take my book out of the running. Don't you understand that these are authoritarian dirtbags, folks? Listen to this article. Rush Limbaugh, radio host, conservative firebrand, and children's book author of the year, the Children's Book Council and its Every Child Reader program released a Thursday their author of the year finalists for their annual Children's T-Choice Book Awards. Limbaugh is one of the four finalists, and his nomination has promoted outrage on social media, given the host's often incendiary nature. Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims, Time Travel Adventures. He's written a book about my family. I appreciate it. Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims, Time Travel Adventures and Exceptional Americans, a time-traveling tale of colonial America, and the latest of two books in the Rush Revere series. And then it goes in to say they want it pulled, and then the groups that want it pulled. Here's another one. I mean, they are just going after the First Amendment on every front. Here's another one. Rand Paul comes out and calls for unity. All race, colors, religion, creed, for the First Amendment, for the Fourth, not have the NSA spying on us, that we're all under attack, that Congress is being blackmailed. Al Sharpton comes out and tries to say he's a racist, or tries to, you know, basically lie about what Rand Paul has stood for, and he can't even get the name right. We're going to play that clip, folks, right now.
Where does Ron Paul get off talking about race and civil rights at all?
Yeah, you own that.
This is the man who once said he would have modified this.
I want to point out, he calls him Ron Paul. He can't even read a teleprompter right. I mean, this guy is a mega race pimp on record. Do I have to give you the quotes of Al Sharpton about Jews and stuff? I mean, the point is, the guy's just really a piece of work. And then he's got the nerve to claim Rand Paul's a type of racist. Remember when the Democrats got caught dressing up in like hayseed outfits with racist signs? And then we pointed out that it was known Democratic operatives, our listeners did, and they found the same photo of the guy, and the guy had to admit it was a, quote, joke. Democrats did that down in Houston. They go to Tea Party events and dress up in KKK outfits, folks. But that's what the FBI does, running the Klan. They go out and go to everybody's gun event in a Klan outfit. This is how they do it, and I'm sick of it. Let's go back to Al Sharpton, who can't even read a teleprompter.
Where does Ron Paul get off talking about race and civil rights at all? This is the man who once said he would have modified the Civil Rights Act if he'd been a senator at the time.
Should Woolworth lunch counters should have been allowed to stay segregated? Sir, just yes or no?
What I think would happen, What I'm saying is that I don't believe in any discrimination. There's 10 different titles, you know, to the Civil Rights Act, and 9 out of 10 deal with public institutions, and I'm absolutely in favor. One deals with private institutions.
Well, let's pause.
And had I been around...
Let's hit pause. That's famous, because we've talked to him, where they were fading his audio up and down. They do that, and I've been on TV where you can't hear, and they're playing stuff in your ear. And then he's explaining, but... You know, should Christians have a right to not rent a room to a Satanist? That's the full article he wrote a few years ago. And yeah, I should be able to rent a room to who I want. And sure, there may be racists out there who don't want to rent a room, you know, to somebody they don't like. There's black racists, white racists, but sure, that's your issue. Private property. They're now telling the Catholic Church they have to pay for abortions and they have to hire Satanists. Should the Catholic Church be able to say no? Well, of course, folks, because Congress will make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The government doesn't have a jurisdiction in your private life. Do Hopi Indians have to let me show up to one of their dances and take mescaline and dance around? No. Can the feds arrest them for taking mescaline? No. It's their religion. That's the First Amendment, not what they say it is, not what Al Sharpton, he's the boss, he owns the race issue, is doing. They're very upset about Rand Paul. They're very scared of him.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Take your phone calls in this segment and the next, and then we are going to talk to Mr. Galloway, member of the UK Parliament, about geopolitics and a bunch of breaking news, and should we have war crime charges for the Gulf War on Tony Blair and others? Well, they premeditatedly did lie. Right now, let's talk to Michael in Florida. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to ask you a question about, I listened to you as a college listener. I just wanted to get your opinion on the status of college education. And also, if you have any advice for students like me who are kind of aware of what's going on within the government and all the stuff they try to deploy on the college students. And if you have any advice for any college listeners who are aware of what's going on around them.
Well, they try to get you in a group think, it's a great question, and then make you think that leftist ideology is the only moral ideology, and they try to restrict and ban everybody else. But then they also deftly act like only conservatism is the only other choice. Mainline republicanism that's absolutely despicable on many fronts. So that's basically it. There's libertarianism, there's classic liberalism. You shouldn't let them define what they're setting up as liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. What they promote at the colleges today predominantly is the opposite of liberalism. It's authoritarianism. So much of it is labeling. So that's what it goes down to. They're very anti-man, very anti-family. They want to domesticate you. Also, the colleges, most people, I've seen different numbers, but it's over 80% will never get the money back for what they've spent on college. In job markets, most of the degrees they're giving out are pretty much worthless, unless it's in engineering or in the law or other areas. And there's a glut of lawyers. So there's a lot of problems out there. And I'm not saying college isn't for everybody. If you're trying to send your daughter to the best sorority to find the best rich man to marry, it, or vice versa with your son, it's a great way to keep your, to send them to the right sorority and to keep them in the right families. If you want them to marry into wealth, or if you want to go to West Point, if you want to end up being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs someday, you better go to West Point, and your grandpa better have been the chairman of the Joint Chiefs on top of it. And then you better also get, three Purple Hearts in combat and have 160 IQ and, stuff like that. But, I mean, there are reasons to go to college, but most of you are there to just pay for the institution and you're being used. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, that answers the question. Because to me, sometimes school almost seems secondary to me because of, not because I'm unintelligent, but just because I'm not motivated to do the work that they have.
The most important thing in college is to join the golf team and hang out with the elites so that they know you when you get out of college to get a job. The most important thing in business and life is social skills. So if you want to go to college and learn social skills and get into the right groups and hang out with the right people and never screw anyone, never cheat anyone, never gossip, never backstab, be a fun person, you'll be successful. The degree part means nothing unless you're an engineer. That's what all these people don't get out there in alternative media that backstab and freak out and act mentally ill all day. They always wonder why they're not successful and why they're, quote, blackballed. No one's blackballed them. No one associates with losers. No one associates with this arrested development, junior high. You see it in business everywhere. Lazy, lying, cheating, delusional, fantasy land stuff. And if you want to be successful, work hard, be charming, be nice. Study the trade publications, and whatever industry you're in, you'll dominate. Your only problem will be what plums to pick. Look, anybody can go start in a major boom city, a tree trimming company, and be very charming to the people's houses you go to and get a good name, and you'll be trimming everybody's trees on the block, and you're going to live in a $500,000 house and have a crew of 50 people working for you. I could go do that right now, okay? Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Ouija.